This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Ben Bernanke announced the Fed's new monetary stimulus on Thursday. Naturally, some of the buzz has faded. We're all basically waking up to a new week in the same economy we had before. We'll do the numbers in a minute. First, like every Monday, we've got Julia Coronado live with me on the phone. She's chief economist at BNP Paribas. Hi, Julia.
Hi, good morning.
Certainly in European markets, the doldrums have returned. How long does the good feeling from the Fed announcement last for us?
Well, keep in mind that markets have been reacting to not just the Fed announcement, but the hints all along leading up to the Fed announcement. So if we step back and say, where are we? Well, the S&P 500 is up 16.5% year to date, and yet the economy is only growing just under 2%, and profit growth has slowed to single digits. So it's a pretty darn good performance, and I think reflects in large part the impact of Fed policy.
So we turn now to maybe actual data again. What new data are we seeing this morning so far?
Right. So as you started the broadcast, we're waking up to the same economy. This morning we learned that the New York manufacturing region is contracting again in September. So by no means do the Fed's policies solve all the problems, and the markets have to absorb this incoming information on the economy day by day. So more than likely, there will be some bumps, ebbs and flows in market sentiment because the economic news is going to be probably mixed over the next few months.
And before I let you go, we're sitting on the one-year anniversary, more or less, of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and there's a bit of a reunion of sorts in Zuccotti Park near Wall Street. What, if any, impact has that movement had, you think?
Well, I think the movement, the impact of it hasn't been as large. I see it as a reflection, really, of the economic frustrations that people feel and the desire to, you know, bring the banking industry more in line. And the regulators have been hard at work at that. We are moving towards a smaller banking industry. Banks are shrinking. Regulators are defining the new regulations. So I think that the effect is going in the direction that the movement wanted. I'm not sure the movement itself led it in that direction.
Julia Coronado, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.